tell us a little bit about the construction that's kind of gone into it and the work that to get to tonight.
Structure itself, it's a piece of art. It's a solid stuck together. The pallets and timber, doors, boards, everything's nailed together. So the structure itself, solid. It took us spread over maybe 3 weeks. Just here and there, nights here and there to build it. I would say it's come like maybe 45 feet tall and maybe 20 feet, 30 feet wide. We've built for years in here. It's been ongoing for 400 years in this area. So we've just been keeping it lit.
And obviously we've been speaking to the fire service and they've been worried about it because it's not an official organised event. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's been like us every year. We've been going about it every year, getting licences and things for the fire. Now, as year and year goes on, they try and work more against us. River and West, they want to work against it, about restrictions and things that put in the fire. But they don't give us no support. All the fencing and all the event tonight that you'll see, we've all went and required that ourselves. It's owned by us now, we get to keep it. The security that you see on the night, there's got to be 4 triple security guards, along with 6 doormen here. Go and buy ourselves, no help for the council, no help for any other agency. Everything we do is ourselves. There's never any incidents of no fighting or vandalism or things like that that goes off. It's just a great event for everybody to come along to.
Okay, and what is it then that makes you want to help bring this to Peterhead? Obviously, like you say, it's a big job. You have to all gather everything yourselves. Why did you feel like it was important to take it on yourself?
There's nothing else to do in this town. I've seen guys as young as 10-year-old doing here helping. There's nothing for nobody in this town to do. So when it comes together, this has been made by maybe 10, 12 people max. This has been made by, so, and as I'm saying, there's guys as young as 10 doing here.
So do you think then it helps kind of bring the community together a night like this?
It's community spirit. It's all for the community. We don't get nothing out of it. We get the enjoyment of the fire. The satisfaction I've seen 100 come here and watch what we've made. But in an hour, it's gone. All the hard work, everything, it's gone. Yeah, we don't get nothing out of it. We just get satisfaction, and it's great. And in a year, you know, I'll be back as long as I'm here. I'll be back. And numerous others that come down, I'll be back. And the crowds that come to watch a fire will always be here to watch a fire. It's never got to change.
So you've got loads of support in the community then? Everybody's kind of standing behind you?
Yep, the crowds are, well, I would say upwards of 2,000 at least on a night. We arrange burger vans, donut vans, guys that sell torches and flash-up lights.